听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time to join us today. Today, we are finishing up our two-day health lesson on the incredible banana. Indeed, it is one of nature's superfoods. We saw yesterday that there are many ways bananas help our bodies function smoothly. Today, we'll find that bananas not only help our bodies, they help our minds function smoothly as well. And bananas are useful for shining our shoes. Let's learn more now as we turn to page 43 in our magazines and start reading from the top under the title, Aids the Body.
Bananas, nature's superfood. Aids the body. Bananas also contain lots of vitamin B6. A very beneficial vitamin for humans. Among its many advantages, B6 assists the blood in carrying oxygen throughout the body. Without enough of this essential vitamin, the body can develop a condition called anemia. As one of the largest natural sources of B6, bananas provide approximately 20% of the recommended daily amount. This delicious fruit also represents an excellent source of fiber. Therefore, many doctors recommend it for children with stomach problems.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today. We are still here talking about bananas, a fruit that we call a superfood. And it's super for many reasons. As we learned yesterday, bananas contain important things that are good for our body, like potassium and minerals and protein. Today, we're going to learn even more about the wonderful benefits of bananas.
Okay. And often, when we say that a food has a lot of vitamins, we usually say that a food is high in that vitamin, or it's high in vitamins and minerals. Well, our article starts off today by saying that bananas also contain lots of vitamin B6. So we could also say that bananas are high in vitamin B6. Now, what is vitamin B6?
Well, it's a very beneficial vitamin for humans, as our text tells us. Among its advantages, B6 assists the blood in carrying oxygen throughout the body. So this is a vitamin that helps carry oxygen all throughout your body, which is very important to have a proper amount of oxygen circulating throughout your blood. So bananas can help achieve this.
So it helps our blood carry oxygen throughout the body. And without enough of this essential or very, very important vitamin, the body can develop a condition called anemia. And anemia is a problem with your blood where you have a low number of red blood cells in your body. And this makes your body feel very weak and tired a lot.
But as you probably guessed, bananas can help with this condition. As our article says, as one of the largest natural sources of B6, bananas provide approximately 20% of the recommended daily amount. Now, that word recommended there is being used as an adjective. This is not always how we see this word. If I recommend something to you, I am giving you advice on something that you should do. I'm telling you you should do something. I might say, I recommend that you go eat at the new restaurant. It's very good. But as an adjective, what's it mean?
Well, it means that thing that you have told me has been recommended. So often if a doctor recommends something to you, then that thing is now recommended. So here we have a recommended daily amount of this vitamin B6. And so this banana contains 20% of that amount that is recommended.
Wow, so we have protein and potassium and B6, there's all sorts of great stuff in bananas. Now, this delicious fruit also represents an excellent source of fiber. Now, fiber can be found in a lot of food like beans and bread and apples. But what exactly is fiber, Chip?
Well, fiber is stuff in those foods that you mentioned that's actually difficult for our bodies to digest. It's hard for our bodies to break that fiber down. So, our bodies want to push that stuff through our system, and it actually helps us go to the bathroom very regularly. So, it's very good to have fiber in your daily diet.
And since bananas are an excellent source of fiber, doctors actually recommend that children with stomach problems eat bananas in order to get some fiber into their system. So it's very helpful for children with stomach problems.
Right. People, and probably anybody with stomach problems or problems with digestion, should maybe consider eating a banana a day, as it might help keep the doctor away.
So as we're learning, bananas have so many benefits. They are very, very good for your health. And I think the good thing to remember here is that bananas are easy to come by. Bananas are very easy to buy. A lot of places have them locally. It's not like sometimes when we read about superfoods or other things that are good for our health, but it might be something that's very hard to come by, to get our hands on, something that is maybe only sold in certain parts of the world. But, you know, Chip, I think that most places have bananas, so most people would be able to eat bananas and benefit from bananas.
That's right. Yeah, bananas are easy to come by, or they're easy to get, and actually they come in their own package, as our article mentioned, a biodegradable package. So that's another, there are countless benefits to eating bananas. So I suppose we might say that a banana a day is Studio Classroom recommended.
Yes, a banana a day is Studio Classroom recommended for sure. Well, right now we have a special video feature for you. I am going to teach you how to make a special banana milk drink, and then we're going to watch a skit and take a break, but stay with us. We'll be back for more on Studio Classroom shortly. Hi, friends, and welcome to my kitchen. We've been learning all about how great the fruit bananas are, and I like to use them a lot in my kitchen. So today, let's learn how to make a banana smoothie. We could also call this a banana milk. Here's what we'll need. Some sugar, milk, vanilla, ice cubes, and of course, a banana. Now we have to mix all of the ingredients together. First, we're going to put our banana in. So peel your banana, and I usually like to tear it in half and drop it in your blender. Next, let's add some milk, followed by just a little bit of sugar to give it a little bit extra flavor. And next, we'll also use some vanilla. Vanilla also gives things a really nice flavor. We don't need very much. It goes a long way. And last, our ice cubes to make it nice and cold. Then we shut the blender and turn it on. And our smoothie is finished. Remove the lid and pour it in your glass. And you have a delicious banana smoothie. Enjoy!
Hey, I know a joke about a banana.
So do I. Let me tell everyone the joke.
No, I'm going to tell the joke.
Why do you get to tell the joke?
Because I'm the top banana.
Top banana? What do you mean?
A top banana is the most important person.
And you're the top banana?
That's right. I'm in charge.
Then what am I?
You are the second banana, my assistant.
I'm the second banana.
Yes, and the top banana gets to tell the jokes.
No, I want to tell the joke. I want to tell the joke. No, I want to tell the joke.
Hey, you're going bananas. Going bananas means you're going crazy.
Yeah, that's because I want to tell the joke.
All right, go ahead. You tell the banana joke. Go ahead.
I forgot.
Why did the banana go to the doctor?
I don't know. Why?
Because it didn't peel well.
Peel well?
No, peel well. It's a banana. Peel well, it didn't peel well.
Why did she get to be the top banana?
That's so funny. I love it.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to our lesson about bananas. If you are bananas for English, then you need to check out our monthly scrapbook feature on page 54. There you'll find all kinds of fun stuff to help you, inspire you, and have fun with English. Okay, let's get back to our lesson, Bananas, Nature's Superfood. A banana a day may keep the doctor away, but can eating a banana a day keep the psychologist away? Let's find out how bananas affect our minds. We'll pick up the reading on line 13.
Bananas, nature's superfood, soothes the mind. Bananas provide not only physical benefits, but also mental and emotional benefits. Bananas contain tryptophan, a well-known compound in foods that helps lift our mood. Also, because tryptophan aids in sleep, eating a banana before bed helps us rest better. Shines your shoes? The next time you want to polish your shoes, reach for a banana skin. Some people insist that the inside of a banana peel produces a great shine on your shoes. Whether you want a healthy snack or a cheap shoe shine, look no further than nature's perfect fruit, the banana.
Welcome back. Before the break, we've been continuing our talk about how great bananas are and how they have so many health benefits when you eat them. And actually, before the break, we saw a short video of Chelsea showing us how to make some banana milk. If you would like to try to make some banana milk by yourself, then you can write us at letters@studioclassroom.com and you can ask us for the recipe.
That's right, you sure can. So not only do we know now that the health benefits of bananas are very large, we have many health benefits, but we're going to find out very shortly here that bananas also help soothe the mind. They help us to maybe relax or settle down. They help our minds unwind. And we're going to find out why. It says that bananas provide not only physical benefits, but also mental and emotional benefits.
Emotional benefits. Now, I knew a banana was healthy for my body, but here it sounds like it's healthy for my entire person or my character or my emotional health. Our article says that bananas contain tryptophan, and this is a well-known compound in foods that helps lift our mood. It sounds like this is something that helps us feel better, or it improves our mood.
Yes, that's true. Let's look at that word compound first. And a compound is a combination of two or more elements. So putting two elements together into one makes a compound. And we're talking about the compound tryptophan. Chip, what is tryptophan?
Well, tryptophan is it's this compound that is found in bananas. And actually, I hear a little bit about tryptophan around the Thanksgiving time in America, because turkey, that big bird that Americans often eat around Thanksgiving, turkey also has tryptophan.
Yes, and tryptophan, the elements that make up tryptophan would be carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. And you know, I always remember one thing about tryptophan is that It makes you tired.
It does make you tired. Or I guess another way to say that is it relaxes you. It
yes.
soothes your mind. So also because tryptophan aids in sleep, eating a banana before bed helps us rest better. Now, that makes sense, that if something has tryptophan in it, we might want to eat it before we go to bed.
That's a great idea, and like you said, I do hear about this a lot during the Thanksgiving holiday when people are eating turkey. But you can find that same tryptophan in bananas as well, and soothe your mind with bananas. Next, now this one is pretty interesting to me. Did you know that you can use bananas to shine your shoes? That's what this article says.
That's right, or to make your shoes look shiny. Actually, the shoes that I'm wearing right now, I don't really want them to be shiny, but I do have some black shoes at home that are nice and shiny, and I like to keep them that way. Well, the next time you want to polish your shoes, maybe you should reach for a banana skin. Now, we use that word polish. Chelsea, what does polish mean?
Well, polish can be a noun or a verb. As a noun, it's a waxy substance that you put on your shoes. But in this case, we're using it as a verb. So it's the act of putting that waxy substance on your shoes and shining them so that they're nice and bright and they shine and they look clean. And you can actually use bananas to do that to your shoes. You can polish your shoes with bananas.
So it sounds like the inside of a banana peel. So that would be the wet or the moist part of the banana peel. It almost sounds like I'd be making my shoes a little dirty.
Well, and you have to be careful because when you do rub the banana on your shoe, you will get a little bit of the banana on the surface of your shoe. I've had a friend do this. You actually need to clean off your shoes maybe with a towel after you rub the banana on the shoe.
Okay, well, there you go. And some people insist that the inside of a banana peel produces a great shine on your shoes. And if they insist this, that means that they are telling you with emphasis. They are trying hard to convince you that this is true. Well, we have some more information about some unusual uses for bananas.
Some unusual uses for bananas. 1. Make a face mask by mashing a banana into a smooth paste and apply it to your face. This will leave your face looking and feeling smooth. 2. Remove dust from your houseplants by wiping down each leaf with the inside of a banana peel. 3. Rub a mosquito bite with the inside of a banana peel to stop the itching.
Well, I don't think I need much more convincing. I think I am a believer in the benefits of bananas. As our article finishes, it says, whether you want a healthy snack or a cheap shoe shine, look no further than nature's perfect fruit, the banana. I'm starting to believe this, that it is nature's perfect fruit.
I know. I am convinced that I need to start eating more bananas, or to eat perhaps a banana a day will keep my body healthy.
And the doctor away, right?
That's right.
Well, we hope that you have enjoyed today's article. Right now, we're going to visit the chat room. We'll see you next time on Studio Classroom. Hi, Ken. Can I help you find something?
Oh, thanks, Ashley. I was trying to look up the word aid, and you've got several dictionaries here. I just don't know which one to use.
Why not ask your friendly librarian?
Okay. Well, today's Studio Classroom article says that bananas aid the body. I've heard this word used before. Could you tell me some of its different meanings?
Sure. The verb to aid means to help or support. How do bananas aid the body? They help the body by supplying plenty of nutrients.
Okay, I've heard of medical supplies or people supplying food, money, and other things during emergencies. Are these additional aid?
Yes, that's a great example. Countries can provide rescue aid to victims of natural disasters, like earthquakes or typhoons. That is also called rescue relief. Relief means to take away pressure or burdens.
So that would make aid a noun. What about student aid?
That's another kind of aid. I remember when I was studying in college, I needed help paying for tuition. So I received student aid or financial aid. Thankfully, I received a few scholarships, which is free money from the university, but I also took out some student loans.
And now you have to pay back your student loans, right?
Yes, but the loans aided me to get through school at the time.
I see. Well, I guess I didn't need that dictionary to help me with this question after all.
Well, dictionaries are useful aids, but so am I. Well, I'll be at the counter if you need any more help.
Thanks a lot. 很简单的一个字 aid, aid 可以当名词也可以当动词，表示帮助、援助。比如说 The Red Cross aided the refugees, 红十字会援助那些难民。Rescue aid 就是救援，也可以叫做 rescue relief, 也就是救援赈灾的工作。Student aid 或者 financial aid 是助学金，也就是学校所提供学生在经济上的补助。Okay, it's time to get some aid from Michelle. Let's go to her right now.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle. 首先我们看 recommended 这个形容词。Recommended 本来是 recommend, 推荐这个动词的过去分词。在这里当形容词意思是指建议的。例如 don't ever exceed the recommended dose of medicine, 绝对不要服用超过药物的建议剂量。Recommended 也指被推荐的，例如 Mark is a highly recommended lawyer. Mark 是一位高度被推荐的律师。继续我们看的是 fiber 这个名词。Fiber 是指纤维，如果是膳食纤维的话是 dietary fiber, D-I-E-T-A-R-Y。 例如 Whole wheat bread provides more dietary fiber than white bread. 全麦面包比白面包提供更多的膳食纤维。Fiber 也可以指布料的纤维，例如 This raincoat is made with artificial fibers. 这件雨衣是用人造纤维做的，或者是 The police found good evidence left in some fiber at the crime scene. 警方在犯案现场的一些纤维中找到有力的证据。最后我们看的是 polish 这个动词， polish 是指磨光或者是擦亮，例如 The carpenter used sandpaper to polish the board.木匠用砂纸磨平这块板子。Polish 也指润饰或者是使精炼。例如 Alice took a lot of time polishing her speech. Alice 花了很多的时间润饰她的讲稿。And that concludes our language tips today. Take care and bye-bye.
Bananas, nature's superfood. Aids the body.Bananas also contain lots of vitamin B6, a very beneficial vitamin for humans. Among its many advantages, B6 assists the blood in carrying oxygen throughout the body. Without enough of this essential vitamin, the body can develop a condition called anemia. As one of the largest natural sources of B6, bananas provide approximately 20% of the recommended daily amount.This delicious fruit also represents an excellent source of fiber. Therefore, many doctors recommend it for children with stomach problems. Soothes the mind. Bananas provide not only physical benefits, but also mental and emotional benefits. Bananas contain tryptophan, a well-known compound in foods that helps lift our mood. Also, because tryptophan aids in sleep,Eating a banana before bed helps us rest better. Shines your shoes? The next time you want to polish your shoes, reach for a banana skin. Some people insist that the inside of a banana peel produces a great shine on your shoes. Whether you want a healthy snack or a cheap shoe shine, look no further than nature's perfect fruit, the banana.
Well, we talked a lot about the banana fruit and the peel, or skin, but let's not forget about the banana leaf. If you're familiar with them, you'll know they are very large and waterproof, perfect for making an umbrella. Of course, banana leaves are also used for wrapping and storing food. And in certain Asian countries like India, banana leaves are used like a platter on which food is served. Okay, it's time for me to go, but before I do, I want to wish all of you a refreshing and relaxing weekend. We'll see you all on Monday. Bye-bye, friends.